I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, I want you to notice what happened in L.A. Everybody stop looking at L.A. It's all tied into what is happening now. Trump is using the National Guard to bring the Democrats in these lawless sanctuary cities to heal. And it's going to work. So what do they do? Well, the second that Trump starts enforcing the law in L.A., using ICE, right, to go bonkers, and they go back to the playbook of violence. Nice business you got there. It'd be a shame if we burn it down like we did during the Summer of Love. Folks, remember the incredible insurance industry estimate. Summer of Love, which really extended into the fall, the violence went on and on and on. $2 billion in damage. That is the most damage done domestically by any other event except for the Civil War. Let that sink in. $2 billion. Now, remember this. A third, roughly, it's 35% of small businesses have no insurance coverage that can't afford it. So the damages to those businesses aren't even factored in. It's just covered businesses, $2 billion bill. So Democrats said they were going to do it again. Remember when Trump in his last term said, hey, I'm going to send in the National Guard, and then he didn't? Democrats learned from that. And they said, okay, we'll just light the place on fire. And Trump will back down like last time. Boy, were they wrong. $24 million in damage Democrats did in L.A. until Trump did one thing. He sent Pam Bondi and her assistant attorney general out to say, hey, you know what? And the FBI, representative from the FBI, we're going to start looking at who's funding these groups that are burning stuff down and who's funding the groups who are trying to assassinate ICE. Did you notice it stopped immediately? No violence. It stopped. All he had to do was show them a little boot. A little bit of National Guard. Wow, he actually deployed them. They weren't completely convinced, though. They thought they could whip their hordes into a frenzy. But those are paid hordes. And once they threatened, hey, we're going to look at the funding, they backed off. It worked. Trump's learned from that. And so now he's trying it elsewhere. Here's the beautiful thing about the National Guard in all these areas. They can come in. They're federal, right? And they can enforce immigration law. It's the only way we're going to get these illegals out in time for the census Trump has planned to take back control. With that as the background, did you see what happened yesterday? The D.C. mayor caved and ended sanctuary city policies yesterday. Signed an executive order and then beat a path to Martha's Vineyard. Why? Because they were those limousine liberals that live in D.C. were going to be pissed. She didn't even want to go out of her house after that. Folks, she didn't even make it a week.
Mr. President, earlier today, a Washington, D.C. police chief issued an executive order allowing Metropolitan Police officers conducting traffic stops to notify federal immigration and customs enforcement about undocumented immigrants that they encounter. Yet the city has a longstanding pro-immigration policy, including allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections.
Which is ridiculous.
And limiting cooperation with federal immigration agencies.
Right.
Did your administration pressure the D.C. police chief to review and repeal these policies? And will you require other cities to roll back similar policies to avoid possible federal takeover of local law.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that it was a very positive thing. When they stop people, they find they're illegal, they report them, they give them to us, etc. That's a very positive thing. That's a great step. Yeah, I think that's going to happen all over the country. We want to stop crime. Open borders is bad. Open borders has caused a lot of this problem, allowing millions and millions. I think 24 million people were allowed to come into our country. Many of these people from prisons, from jails, from mental institutions. This was the Biden policy. And I don't believe it was him. He was never there before. It was the people that encircled this very beautiful desk, the Resolute desk. Radical left lunatics who were smart, but radical left. And I'm very happy to hear what you just said, because I've heard that.
She didn't even make it away. That's why she's from Martha's Vineyard on vacation while Trump cleans up her mess. She doesn't want to run into fellow Democrats. She's fled the city in shame. She abandoned their sanctuary policy with a signature, a flick of a wrist. Why would she do that? Chicago alderman Raymond Lopez knows.
But as you know, my governor, my mayor are going to use their hatred for Donald Trump to say no, to say we don't want federal intrusion, but we do want federal money. And I think at the end of the day, that's what's going to give Donald Trump leverage over the city of Chicago, the county of Cook, and the state of Illinois, because 22% of our budget comes from the federal government. And I think he's going to be able to play that card to them and say, if you want the money, then we're coming with.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we're coming in with ICE, and you're going to drop your sanctuary status. That's all coming. And Trish McLaughlin, spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, basically echoed it.
I'm amazed that even D.C. seems to have come around. In the span of a few days, the police here are now cooperating with ICE. Did you ever expect to see that? This is a sanctuary city.
It's not going to be a sanctuary for criminals any longer, not under President Trump and Secretary Noem and our great team here. And we're excited that they're finally taking law and order seriously.
You bet. Meanwhile, yesterday, and it is the top story in the nation, and I couldn't be more excited about that. Top story in the nation was the ICE raid outside the Gavin Newsom press conference yesterday. And the reactions of the Democrats, absolutely priceless to that. They're screaming and yelling, how dare they do this 100 feet away? Well, I mean, how far does the Democrat dual justice zone extend? You know the one. Where federal laws don't apply, whether you're illegally leaking classified data or just protecting your future voters who are here illegally. I mean, they're literally saying they shouldn't enforce federal law around us. Why are you above it? Or, I mean, like, what do you think? I mean, who do you think you are? And yet it happened.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom held a rally to announce his plans to counter Texas with his own redistricting plan. Outside that rally, more than a dozen armed and masked Border Patrol agents could be seen.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under. That they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside right when we're about to have this press conference. It said everything you know about Donald Trump's America. said everything you know about the authoritarian tendencies of the President of the United States.
At what point Border Patrol agents could be seen leading a man away in handcuffs while onlookers shouted angrily.
We're here making Los Angeles a safer place. Since we won't have politicians that'll do that, we do that ourselves. So that's what we're here today, as you can see, already making it a safer place. We're glad to be here, not going anywhere.
And in response to the federal...
Yeah. Meanwhile, Democrats lost their ever-loving minds over this.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it should set everything you need to know, the setting that we're under. That they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside.
The people here today who are kidnapped by this president with no warrant, with no due process.
It's like an assault on our city in so many different directions. L.A. is unsafe right now because of his actions.
That was the mayor. Democrat mayor, L.A. is unsafe right now because of Trump's actions, because Trump would dare to round up these Democrat vote. I mean, illegal immigrants. Unsafe. L.A. is unsafe when they're rounded up. But who were they exactly?
How many illegals were caught and arrested? And what crimes did they commit?
They're still in processing, Raymond, yeah. But we're looking at things like child pornography, burglary, even known or suspected gang members. So truly the worst of the worst. But it is amazing to watch Gavin Newsom so egocentric. It's all about him. When our ICE enforcement officers, it's all about the rule of law and getting criminal illegal aliens off of LA streets because Karen Bass won't do it.
Okay. LA is safer when the pedophiles, gang members, and violent criminals are on the streets. What she means is the Democrat Party is safer because we get to keep power when the violent criminals are on the streets and can vote for us. They do not care about human life. Not one iota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.